السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعلموا أن فيكم رسول الله لو يطيعكم في كثير من الأمر لعنتم ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان أولئك هم الراشدون فضلا من الله ونعمة والله عليم حكيم. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers and also sisters of the madrasa, this ayat just came to mind. I have no intention of making tafsir of this ayat. This is a majlis of zikr in which we try to light the fire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love in our hearts by increasing the remembrance of His name. Everything has a different effect on the hearts. Majlis of waaz has a different effect, majlis of zikr has a different effect, duas have different effect, tilawat of the Quran Sharif has a different effect. Everything has got a different effect. So it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal that we have once again gathered for His zikr. So this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions in this ayat. Allah ta'ala says that, just to give you the gist, the khulasa of the ayat, the Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amongst you. The Sahabas are told. The companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are told or informed that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is amongst you. If he has to obey you in many matters, if Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has to listen to you, to your opinion in everything, then it will cause you difficulty. It will put you into problem. Rasul of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whatever he receives as wahi, then there is khair, there is barakat in it, and definitely in obeying that you will find solution to your problems. But if Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to ask, of course the Sahabas were not like us, that they were going to give him some opinion that was against the Sharia or anything of that nature. But even in other matters, it is actually a lesson for the Ummah at large, that many ideas, many viewpoints come to our heads. For everything there's a viewpoint. Everyone has got a viewpoint with regards to everything of Islam and Sharia. Now then that will become a hodgepodge of deen, if we are going to express our opinions and believe that our opinion is the correct opinion. So therefore they are told that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to do that, then you will find yourself in difficulty. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not going to tell you anything that is going to be harmful to you or is going to be making life difficult for you. It's going to be beneficial for you. So therefore Allah Ta'ala, after that, without going into any details, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ, Allah Ta'ala put the love of Iman into your hearts. Now this is what, when we always say with the fazal of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala we have gathered, Allah Ta'ala, He has put the love of Iman into your hearts. In your hearts, who is it that put that love of Iman? If we did not have the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or if Allah Ta'ala did not put the love of Iman into our hearts, and khudana khasta, that means Allah Ta'ala must not make it happen like that, Allah Ta'ala must protect us. But if the love of idols was in our hearts, or if the love of the cross and Trinity was in our hearts, or if the love of the deity of any other faith was in our hearts, then we would have been the ones fighting with the people of Iman and Islam. if the love of other deities was in our hearts, and we truly believed that they were Allah and they were God, then we would have been blinded to the realities of Islam, and we would have been the ones fighting with the others. We would have been the enemies of Islam and enemies of the people of Iman. So, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah Ta'ala is the one. He is the one who put the mahbubiyat, the hope, the love of this Iman into your hearts. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala made Iman beloved to you. Allah Ta'ala made Iman beloved to you. And He made it beautiful. He beautified it in your hearts. He made it marghoob for you. Something desirable. So it is Allah Ta'ala who did that. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah Ta'ala made Iman beloved to you, and He beautified it in your hearts. وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْإِصْيَانِ. And He put the hatred of kufr. Allah Ta'ala put the hatred of kufr, the hatred of sin, and the hatred of disobedience in your hearts. I'm giving the meaning, general meaning of the ayah. That again, it is Allah Ta'ala who put the hatred of this kufr and shirk and all other un-Islamic ideologies. And Allah Ta'ala put the hatred of sin. Allah Ta'ala put the hatred of His disobedience into your hearts. So that is what we mean. It is Allah Ta'ala's fazl. He is the one who gave us the tawfiq. Therefore we read in the Thursday night zikr most of the times, Majala hai kuch bhi kar sakoon main. Jo tu na tawfiq ay khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib. Ye hai chahe sab mere irade. We have to make an effort. We have to desire. We have to use our willpower. And Allah Ta'ala's system is such, and Allah Ta'ala's adat, and it is His habit that when a person is searching for something, or he is intending something, or he is making an effort towards something, then Allah Ta'ala gives it to him. So if the person is in search of hidayat, he is in search of strong iman, he wants Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat and love, and Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ta'at and love, then Allah Ta'ala will give it to that person. But we must believe that it is the tawfiq of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because that again, the tawfiq of using the willpower correctly again comes from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala put the hatred of these things. In other words, if a person is claiming that he is a mu'min, then he must have the love of Iman, the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his heart. And he must hate, he must dislike, he must detest kufr, shirk, sins, disobedience to Allah Ta'ala, as I have repeatedly mentioned in many, many majlises. That is the yardstick by means of which we will measure the quality of our Iman, the strength of our Iman, and the status of our Iman. That how much of hatred for sins do we have in our hearts? And how much love of obedience do we have for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Then as human beings, a person will fall, he'll make a mistake, he'll slip. Then he must get up again. He must not remain in the gutters. Again, that example. Because many people feel that we are trying and we're not getting anywhere. So I keep asking them, were you the same last year? Were you the same 2 years before this? Were you the same 5 years before this? Say, no, world of change. So then I said, then hasn't something happened? So that is exactly that, or that example is a beautiful example where the person is digging for water. So now in the early stages of that digging, what is going to come out from the ground? There's going to be rocks, there's going to be stone, sand, dust. That's what is going to come out. Now if the person digs 5 meters, 10 meters, and he says, well, no water is coming out, it's only sand, dust, and stones, and he gives it up, then he won't get anywhere. But if he has dug 5 meters, he has got somewhere. Now he must continue, carry on, don't give up. There will be that effort that you have to carry on. Then after some time there will be water mixed with sand. But still it's no good for drinking. But at least now it gives the person great happiness, excitement that I'm getting somewhere. Now he feels the coolness from coming out from the ground. But if he stops there, again, he will be a failure. Now he just has to dig a little more. He just goes a little further, and then suddenly there's waters gushes forth, springs out of the ground. And then everybody is excited, and if it are non-Muslims, then they will start clapping their hands, and if it's Muslims, they start making Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Then that water, after that, quenches the thirst of we don't know how many millions, and how many millions make wuzu with that until it remains, and how many people use it for cooking and all, and drinking and so many other purposes. So in the same way, the person in the early days when he's making the effort towards getting to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there will be nafs and shaitan all the time as obstacles. Now after a few days, if he says, no, I tried and nothing really happened, and he gives it up, then he'll go back to his old ways. But whatever little improvement he's making, he makes shukr and he keeps on going ahead. He makes istighfar and tawbah over the weakness, but over the achievement he keeps making plenty of shukr. Ya Allah, before I never used to make namaz, at least now I'm making 5-time namaz. Oh Allah, before I used to take drugs, now at least I've given up drugs. What sin he was involved in, whichever one he's giving up, he keeps on making shukr over that. And those that remain, he keeps on making plenty of istighfar and tawbah and a firm determination that I'm going to give that up to. So that is that digging and digging until one day he'll strike water. Then with his talks and with his company, we do not know how many people will change their lives. We don't know how many people will also get that nur of iman and nur of taqwa into their hearts. We do not know how many people will get that connection with Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How many young people who were his friends and who were in the same line, now because of the change of this one person, how many of them will also start taking that good direction in the right line? So that is what it is required, and that is the purpose of these majlises of zikr. That once we start getting that love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then inshallah we'll find things will become easier and easier. There is no need to lose hope. There's no such thing as despairing of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. If a baby is born, if you have to measure that baby, then you will say, well, it is so many centimeters. Now after that, if you keep measuring after every 1 hour, 2 hours, it's not going. You won't find any difference there. In the first hour, you start measuring. Second hour, again, you take a tape measure and you start measuring. Now you'll say, nothing has happened. The baby is still the same. But if you leave the baby for about a week, then see. So now we can't say that 1-2 hours after birth when you measured, nothing happened. Something did happen inside, but we couldn't see it from the outside. But many cells increased and many other things happened in the body. But after 1 week you will see the change. Then after 1 month you will see further change. And then the time will come when that baby will become a child that will be running about, and then suddenly you say that, yesterday this child was born and look at this, so quickly he grew up. But it is that same thing. Every day if you measure like that, you won't see any difference. So don't despair. Allah Ta'ala is very merciful and He wants to see what effort we are making, and then He will take us along. We have to take the first few steps and Allah Ta'ala will make the remaining easy. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of making amal. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi. Ye khaki apni fitrat mein na nuri hai na nari hai. Amal is required. Just ilmul amraz is not sufficient. One is to have the knowledge of the sicknesses and diseases. Now that is not sufficient for the cure of a patient, to have the knowledge. Sometimes a doctor has got deep knowledge about the functioning of the body and of sicknesses and diseases. But if he is sick, he too will have to get himself treated. So the ilm of the amraz, of the sickness, just the knowledge of the sickness is not sufficient. He will have to have the treatment. So in the same way, just the ilm of deen is not sufficient. With the ilm of deen goes the amal on the deen. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We had a lengthy program on Tuesday. Tonight we begin with our zikr, inshaAllah.
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے
Oh Allah, change this heart of mine which is filled with evil passions and evil desires. The heart which is filled with negligence, indifference towards deen and sharia and Quran and sunnah. Oh Allah, change this heart of mine. The heart which is drowning in disobedience. Allah, with your fazl, change it. I have tried many times but I have failed. Oh Allah, I am seeking your fazl. That with your kindness and your mercy, change it now. Because nafs and shaitan have overpowered me. So we are complaining to whom? That same Allah who has the power and qudrat to change it.
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے
How long am I going to live a life of sin on this earth? The end of life is going to come.
Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Suno mein naam tera dhadkanon mein. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزا آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزا آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے
Oh Allah, I listen to your name with every beat of my heart. Every beat of my heart be Allah, Allah. In other words, every action of mine, I have Allah before me. Is He pleased with it or displeased? If He's happy, I do it. If He's displeased, I leave it out. And some really hear Allah, Allah with every beat of their hearts. Allah Ta'ala must give us such iman, such yaqeen and such muhabbat that our heart throbs with Allah Ta'ala's love.
ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں
کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں، تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے، تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. Who knows if we go on saying, oh Allah, change this heart of mine. This heart of mine which is soaked in negligence and indifference. Badal de, we say, Allah Ta'ala says one day, badal diya, I've changed it. Then that person will say, where did I waste my life? In zina, in music, in porn, in filthy magazines, and in other haram. I wasted my life. I didn't know there was such enjoyment in obedience to Allah Ta'ala. So if we can't do anything else, at least ask Allah Ta'ala to help us and assist us in changing it. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے، ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے، جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے، جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب، یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب، یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما، بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما، بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت، بس اب جگا دے، بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری، اللہ 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 اللہ، 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 اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری، اللہ 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 اللہ، 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 اللہ 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 اللہ. रहे तलब में सवार सब है पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ। रहे तलब में सवार सब है पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ। तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल है बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ। तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल है बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ। मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शेआर में हूँ। रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ। रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ। हर दम करूँ मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। ओ अल्लाह, वट एवर लाइफ इज गॉन इज गॉन। The remaining part of my life, O Allah, I live in your love, in your muhabbat, the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And my death comes upon that same love. Har dam karun main ae mere bari Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 اللہ. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. اللہم ربنا یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. يا الله Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, Oh my compassionate, kind, loving Allah, Oh my most caring Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah, we have extended our dirty begging bowls before you. Oh Allah, You really love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Ya Allah, when they turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we committed from the time we became of age up till now. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours. Ya Allah, day and night we have violated your ahkam. Day and night we have trampled upon the Sharia and the Quran and Sunnah. Day and night we have disobeyed you. Ya Allah, instead of the hatred of sins being in our hearts, the love of sins had penetrated our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, the pious ones, the righteous ones, the Sahaba Kiram, the Tabi'in, Taba Tabi'in, the Awliya of the Ummat, they do good deeds and they make Tawbah and Istighfar. Ay Allah, we commit sin upon sin and we brag and we laugh and we smile and we joke about our sins and we advertise our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, but we are ashamed. Ya Allah, the lifestyle that we led, we are ashamed. We used your ni'mats for your disobedience. Ay Allah, teri hi ni'mate humne teri nafarmani ke liye istemal ki. Ay Allah, is jurm-e azim ko tu maaf farma. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Oh Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum mujrim hai. Hum napaak aur gande hai, lekin mere maula, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Ya Allah, whatever we may be, there is no one for us besides you. There is no support for us besides you. There's no one to forgive us besides you. There's no other door for us to tap besides your door. There's no other home for us to beg besides your home. Oh my Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, he can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But oh Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat and forgiveness from us, then my Mawla, you tell us, where do we go? Ay Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. And you dearly love forgiveness, O my Allah. Therefore open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Open the doors of your rahmat and mercy for us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, you have heard everything that we have spoken. You have seen everything that we have done. Ya Allah, you could have seized us there and then and brought about embarrassment, shame and humiliation. But Ya Allah, how tolerant you are. Ya Allah, tu kitna haleem hai. Ya Allah, agar tu chahta to wahi hame saza de deta. Ya Allah, tera fazal hai aur ihsan hai. Ya Allah, you are so forgiving, so tolerant. Oh Allah, open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to make qaza of the namazes that we have missed, to pay the zakat which has fallen due, to keep the qazas of the fast which we have missed, and to undertake hajj if it has become farz. Give us the tawfiq to pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. And Ya Allah, whomsoever we have hurt and injured, give us the tawfiq to seek forgiveness from them. Ey mere pyare khuda, humare hal par raham farma. We have gone very far from deen, O my Allah. But there is no one to bring us back onto sirat-e-mustaqim except you, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, tu rahim hai, tu kareem hai, tu sattar hai, tu ghaffar hai. Ey rahim, raham farma. Ey kareem, karam farma. Ey ghaffar, maghfirat farma. Ey sattar, humare gunahon ki sattari farma. Oh my beloved Allah, do not seize us. Oh my beloved Allah, do not seize us on our sins. Don't bring about any embarrassment, humiliation and disgrace upon us because of our weakness and shortcomings. Ya Allah, the ummat, don't bring about any kind of disgrace and humiliation upon the ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey khuda ee bandara ruswa wakun, garbadam bansir revan paida wakun. Ey khuda ee bandara ruswa wakun, garbadam bansir revan paida wakun. Oh Allah, we know that we are sinful, but oh Allah, do not expose our sins. Oh Allah, do not cause any embarrassment and shame and humiliation and disgrace upon the ummat. Ey mere pyare khuda, humare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless our children and our families with long life, so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave this world. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with good health. Ey Allah, hum bemar hai, hume shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, we are physically ill and spiritually sick. Ey Allah, give us cure from all our ailments and sicknesses and diseases. Oh Allah, we know that there is benefit in medication, and there is benefit in dua, and there is benefit in so many other things. But Ya Allah, the cure lies in your hands. Ey Allah, we are turning towards you. Ey Allah, hume shifa ata farma. Har bimari se shifa ata farma. Ey Allah, hume sehat ata farma. Bless us with good health. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with prosperity. Oh Allah, bless us with iman and yaqeen. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman. Ya Allah, bless us with your closeness. Bless us with your ma'rifat. Ya Allah, bless us with trust in you. Bless us with a life of zuhud and taqwa. Bless us with a life of qanaat. Bless us with a life of qanaat. Oh my beloved Allah, give us such a bond with you. Such a bond with you, oh my beloved Allah. Give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single second. Ya Allah, if two pages are stuck with glue, if we try to separate the pages, they will tear, but they will not separate. Allah, let our hearts be bonded with you in that manner. Allah, don't let nafs and shaitan drag us into the gutters. Don't let nafs and shaitan drag us into Jahannam. Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the hatred of kufr and shirk into our hearts. Allah, put the hatred of masiyat into our hearts. Ey mere pyare khuda, give us the love of good deeds. Ya Allah, give us the love of good deeds. Ey mere pyare khuda, remove the conditions of adversity to that and make it that of prosperity. Oh my beloved Allah, let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Ya Allah, bless each and every one with Iman and Islam. Ya Allah, open the eyes of even the enemies to the beautiful teachings of Islam and Iman. Hey, mere pyare Khuda, we are the obstacles. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to do those deeds so that the enemies also see the beautiful teaching of Islam. But oh Allah, if they have become obstinate and they have made up their minds that they will not accept Islam and they will create problems and they will bombard the Ummah, and they will cause destruction to their homes and properties and lives, as is happening in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Pakistan. Oh my beloved Allah, which part of the world the Ummah is not suffering? Ya Allah, then shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ya Allah, unko aisa hila de jaise Aad aur Samud ko hila diya tha. Send the gale force winds against them. Send the flood waters against them. Oh my beloved Allah, cause disunity and division in their ranks. Cause their planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Oh my beloved Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Mere pyare Khuda, humare hal par raham farma. Ey mere Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Ey Allah, hum kamzor hai, hum zaeef hai. Ey Allah, hum natawa hai, hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Ey Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Ey Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their financial difficulties. Oh Allah, the Ummah today is dashing towards haram. Allah, the casinos are opening everywhere. Ey mere pyare Khuda, the gambling dens are inviting us. Ey mere pyare Allah, the prostitutes are inviting us. Oh Allah, the filthy movies are inviting us. Allah, the filthy cinema programs are inviting us. Allah, the filthy porn sites on the internet are inviting us. Mere pyare Khuda, hum kidhar jaye? Allah, if you are not going to protect us, who is going to protect us? Ya Allah, put the hatred of the sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, give us the realization that the angel of death can strike anywhere, anytime. We are unaware where he is going to take our life and soul. Ey Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or theater. Don't let the angel of death find us in some porn site. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs into our mouths or with bottle of wine in our hands or committing adultery or fornication. Mere pyare Allah, how much of embarrassment, shame and humiliation that will be for the Ummah. Ey mere Allah, that Nabi of ours who sacrificed so much for us, so much for us. Ya Allah, how much of his blood was shed for us. Ey Allah, Taif, his shoes, Mubarak becomes filled with his Mubarak blood. Ey Allah, 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted. Ey Allah, no food, no water. Ey Allah, even the babies are crying for milk, but there is no milk. Ey mere Allah, that beloved Nabi of yours for whom you could have sent down Dastarkhan from the heavens, but Allah, he is suffering with for the sake of the Ummah. Ey mere Allah, the time comes when they have to chew the leaves of trees to survive. Mere Allah, how the angels must have cried when they saw my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with his companions chewing the leaves of trees for survival. Ah, by Allah, how the angels must have cried when they saw him bleeding in Taif, in Uhud. Allah, he stands whole night in prayer. Ya Allah, he cries so much that his place of sajda becomes wet with his tears. Allah, that Nabi, when he is informed that that Ummah for whom you cried so much, that Ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, that Ummah today in the discos and cinemas and theaters and adultery and fraud. Ah, by Allah, how much of hurt and injury we are causing to him. In his time, the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahud and the Nasara caused him pain and hurt and injury. Allah, today with our evil actions and deeds, we are causing him the same pain. Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Oh Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, make our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam happy with us. Allah, whatever life is gone, is gone. Allah, but there is no such thing as despairing of your mercy. Ya Allah, you are so kind, so merciful, so forgiving, that no matter how far we may have gone, But oh Allah, if we have made up our minds to return to you, your doors are open for us. Ya Allah, we want to return. Ya Allah, we have made up our minds not to return to those sins again. Ya Allah, give us istiqamat. Ya Allah, make us like lions against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, make us like lions against nafs and shaitan. Give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our lives and homes all the filth that has entered. Ya Allah, make us of the pious and righteous ones. Ya Allah, hame apne awliya-e siddiqeen ki nisbat ata farma. Teri quwwat-e-jazb se hame apna bana le. Ya Allah, teri quwwat-e-jazb se hame apna bana le. Ey mere pyare Allah, hum tere saamne bhikari ban karke bhaag rahe hain. Ya Allah, don't return our hands empty. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of your Allah, and we know the moment we get forgiveness, then everything will become easy and pleasant for us. Allah, the conditions in this country also change it to that of prosperity. Let the winds of hidayat blow. Let everyone accept Islam and Iman. Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire life he made du'as for us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Ay mere pyare Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Tabligh da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Darul ulumo ki mehnat qubool farma. Ay Allah, jitne deeni idare hai, sab ki mehnaton ko qubool farma. Sab kaam karne walo ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. Ay Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children are becoming alims or becoming huffaz, ya Allah, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, those who are studying in the universities, colleges, ya Allah, make them an asset for the community. Give them success in their examinations. Protect them from all the fitnas that are existing in those universities and colleges and schools. Ey mere pyare Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire life he made du'as for us. But especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions, each and every one of them a shining star. Ay Allah, we also make labbaik when we are in getting into ihram. But oh Allah, after making labbaik, we still indulge in sins. Where Allah, what kind of labbaik is our labbaik? And one was the labbaik of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his 124,000 companions. Oh my Allah, what a labbaik that must have been. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika laka. My Allah, when they must have called out that labbaik, even the angels must have teared. Ey mere pyare khuda, on that occasion the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made, after kissing the Hajre Aswad, the du'as that he made, rukne yamani ko chu karke jo du'ae maangi, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne mataf mein chal karke jo maanga, hatim ke andar namaze padh kar jo maanga, mizab e rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo maanga, at the multazam how long he attached himself and prayed. Ey Allah, after namaz behind the Maqam Ibrahim, the du'as that he made. After drinking Zamzam, the du'as that he made. On Safa and Marwa, in Mina, and in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib. That sinless, masoom Nabi, ya Allah, extends his hands and begs for us. Ya Allah, how much he cried for us. His ihram becomes wet with his tears. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made in Muzdalifa, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the entire ummah, bless them with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires which are in the hearts of those who have gathered here. We have asked so many things and so many things we haven't been able to ask. You are well aware of the good desires that are in the hearts of our brothers and sisters who have gathered. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good desires. Allah unki nek murado ko pura kar de. Those who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with good marriage partners who will be a protection for their deen. Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe tufail mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Ey Allah, hum jaise bhi hai, gande hai, nalayak hai, lekin hamari duaon ko qubool kar le. Tere siwa koi hamara hai nahi. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. جو تو بیرا تو سب بیرا فلک بیرا زمین بیری. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.